ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah up to Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the din of different kelim and their usage for Yayin Nesach, the usage for Chametz. The Gemara brings that Reb Zvid said that Mani Dekunya, earthenware kelim that were coated with lead-coated earthenware kelim, depends if they're white and black, they're mutter, if they're green, they're aser. Or merein medarshin that the kunya bein uchum ben chuvah ben yeruka shari. Merein said that for yayin nesach, when you want to take the kelim, doesn't matter if they're black or white or green, they're all mutter. And the Gemara says, maishna mechametz v'pesach, because they asked the shal from merein by chametz v'pesach, that the mani de kunya, And they said that clearly the green ones are certainly also because they absorb. And what about the white and the black ones? And if it has cracks, it's definitely also. And what about if it's smooth? And he said even the white and the black ones that are smooth are also also. So the Gemara's Teretz says that Yayin Nesach is a Shmisha B'tzainen. You use it with cold. And by cold water, cold wine, it's not Beleya. And Mashenke by Chametz, you use it with hot. By hot Chametz, it is Beleya. That's the Gemara. But I want to shtal zlich on one nekuda. His raya that it was aser is, he says, anoch hazinul dumedaisi. I see that it sweats. Now there's this moisture on the outside of the keli. The cave in the medaisi, and since it's sweating, since there's moisture on the outside of the keli, vade boli, so certainly it's belea. It definitely absorbed because it got through the walls of the keli, and it's leaking out to the outside of the keli. So mela. The Torah testified on Kli Cheres, an earthenware kelim, that it never gets out of its walls. Whatever food gets absorbed will never get out. There's no way to take out the food that's absorbed in the Kli Cheres. And Rashi says, where did the Torah made? Rashi is the Chsiv Yishavar, the Emle Tahara El Shvira. It says you should break it. And that there's no tahara, you can't be metaret except if you break it. Now, it says by Tuma in Parsha Shmini, Oisei Tishbayru, but that has nothing to do with absorbing anything. That has to do with coming into contact with something that's Tumei, like in the Pasuk, they were talking about a Sheretz, and it says that if a Sheretz gets into a Kli Cheres, you have to break it. It doesn't have tahara b'mikvah. That has something to do with it. So Shtigl Shver, why Rashi said it doesn't have tahara? The Chayyar Rashi means the Pasuk Yishaveh, the Pasuk's in Tzav, in Perek Vav, in Vayikra, in Parshas Tzav, where it says that if you cook a chatas, a kli chayres eshet tevushal ba Yishaveh, a kli nechayshes vishal umarek v'shutaf b'mayim. Now when you cook a chatas in a kli chayres, you have to break the kli chayres. Now she'en kein, if you cook it in a kli nechayshes, then you could wash it out with water. You could do agol, you can kasher it. Why can't you kasher the kli chayres? The teretz is because any eitz from def leilum, the chatas will always remain there, and that's why there's a din shvira, you have to break it. Now, Taisus in Psachim and Zvachim asks the kasher, maybe it's stomach's eris akosov, that if a chatas is cooked in a kli chayres, you have to break it, even if you could get the chatas out. What's the raya that you can't get the chatas out of the kli chayres? So Taisus says, because the kasha is even more shver, because the Gemara is a shayla, that maybe even if the chatas was not absorbed in the kli chayres, it was in the ear of the kli chayres, it also would make it that there's a din shvira. So you see, it has nothing to do with what's absorbed. So Taisus says, no. Lamaisa, since the pasuk says a kli nechayshes, you wash it out with water, kli chayres, not, the Gemara nem done, that's not exeris a kasev, it's because the kli nechayshes, you couldn't get it out, and a kli chayres you can't. And that the Gemara is a half minute to ask, even if it's not absorbed, is because any time it's cooked in the kli chayres, even if it's not absorbed, even if it's in the ear of the kli chayres, we consider as if it was absorbed. But if you're going to say that when it's absorbed, you couldn't get it out, then there would be a din of shvira. So Taisus asks a kasha, that the Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Tzadik Vav, is mavur, that be'etzim, there is an eitzah how to get it out. You could put it into a fiery furnace, into a kivshan, into a furnace which makes the kli chayres, and that would get it out. And the only reason why they didn't do that in the Beis HaMikdash is because they didn't make these kivshaynis in Yerushalayim. There was a rule in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to have these furnaces. But otherwise, they would have put in the furnace. So the shaila is, you see that you could get it out. I mean, could be you can't get it out through Hagolah, but once you see there is an eitz that had to get it out, so what's pshat? That the Torah is the idal klicheres in eitz b'dayf ma'ilam, there is a mahalach had to get it out. So Taisus says that when you put a klicheres back into the kivshan, it's not considered the same klicheres. It's panim chadashes bo'olakan. That's not the same klicheres. When you put a klicheres in the kivshan, it's a whole different klicheres. So when the Torah says yishavim, it means that this particular klicheres, this one, you have no eitzah how to get it out, you'll have to break it. You could put it back into a kivshan, that would make a different klicheres. A different klicheres is a different thing. It's panim chadashes bo'olakan. That doesn't mean that I could get out of this, I could get out. You can't get the what's absorbed from a klicheres out of the klicheres. You could turn the klicheres into a new kli. If you turn it into a new kli, that doesn't mean you got it out of the klicheres. It never got out of the old klicheres. You created a new klicheres. That's what Taisus answers. So Taisus asks, if that's so, why does the Torah say that a tanner and a kirayim you should break? Why don't you just return it to a kivshan? Why don't you just return the tanner and the kirayim to a kivshan? So Taisus says, from Rav Shimon Mishantz, that by a pot, which you normally don't use it by burning it, you don't use it by through hesek, by making a fire inside of it. So therefore, when you return it to the kivshan, it becomes a panim chadashes. But a tanner and kirayim, which the way you use it is through putting a fire inside, that's how it became usur. So Taisus lashon is en yitza bechazaris eisen lekivshan v'nikra kliacher. It's not considered, it doesn't come out when you return it to a kivshan, and it won't be called another kli. So Gepshut Dei Taisus is saying like this, a kli cheres, you could put in a kivshan, it will come out, and a kli cheres will become a new kli. A tanner, since the way you use it is through fire, so therefore, whatever is absorbed in the tanner, it became absorbed through fire, it won't go out through returning it to a kivshan, and it won't be considered a new kli. So the Bach, in the Agoyis HaBach, Eis Gimel, and who within, he says it in the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, and Erech Chaim Siman Tafnan Aleph, he says, Shitas Taisus is that even though when you take a Kli Cheres and return it to the Kivshan, it becomes kosher again, it gets everything, whatever tarfus it absorbed, comes out, but an oven not. When you have a earthenware oven and you return it to a Kivshan, it remains treif. That's how the Bach learns of Taisus. That's the chiluk between the Tanner and the Kli Cheres. But it's very schwer, because if you can learn that subshan in Taisus, what's schwer is, what exactly was Taisus kasha? The pasuk that says Tanner v'kirayim yutatz is talking about Tumah. The pasuk that says Tanner v'kirayim yutatz is talking about when you have a Tanner and a Sheretz comes inside the Tanner, a dead Sheretz, then it becomes Tameh and you have to break it. What does it have to do with the food that gets absorbed? And Mamazin, another thing is shver. What's Taisus kasha that a tanner, why does a pasuk say break it, why don't you return it to the kivshan? Why don't you ask that kasha by a klicheres? Why don't you ask that kasha by a klicheres? It says klicheres is shetavusha by yishaver, then you have to break the klicheres that a chatas was cooked in it. Why? Why don't you just return it to the kivshan? And it's hard to answer on the Torah because they didn't make kivshanis in Yerushalayim. That was a derabana digadin. Why did Taisus say yishava? Why don't you return it to a kivshan? So Taisus Vachem actually asks his kasha, and he says that the Taisus was telling you that you don't have to return it to a kivshan. You have an eitz, you don't have to make it into a new kli. If you don't want to make it into a new kli, you want it to retain its new din of the same kli, and then it will never get, there is no way to get the food that's absorbed, the chadas that's absorbed out of the kli, so you have an eitz to break it. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to keep the kli around, it's nicer, but you have an eitzah to break it. You don't have to return it to a kivshan. So what's Taisus kasha with the tanner? So Parshas Lefi, Taisus Imsachim, and Taisus Zachim, they explain differently. Hagam, the Loshin of that Taisus is more mashma like the Bach. But Taisus Imsachim and Taisus Zachim, the Marsha says this Imsachim, and the Magen Avraham says this in Siman Tafnan Aleph, The Taisus Kasha by Tanner is as follows. Okay, the Gemara Dim Sachim and Zvachim, at least according to one Teretz, but Lachari Paskin like this Teretz, that when you cook, when you roast something treif in the Tanner, then you go and you heat up the Tanner, you masik the Tanner, so that is good enough. That makes it kosher. That takes away all the food that's absorbed. That's like Achzara Lekivshan. And the Gemara asks Akasha, so why don't you do the same thing with the Kli Chayrus? Why don't you fill it up with coals? And that should be good enough. And the Gemara says, you can't do that because you'll be afraid that it might break. So you won't do a proper job. By a Tana, you're not afraid. That's what Tana is meant for. So mainly, if you fill it up with fire, it works. Mashen Kena Kli Chayrus, if you just do it from the outside, it doesn't work. You have to do it from the inside. And from the inside, you're afraid it might break. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisus means to ask like this. Behechrich, if you're telling me that by a tanner, you go and you bemasik the tanner, and that takes out all it's absorbed. So Ibazai, Kumtais, you're telling me that it's a kliacher. It's a panim chadashis baalakan. Because the tire was made on a kliacheris, that's any item day from Ilam. And the question was, well, what do you mean? Achzor of shyness work. So the answer is, that's a kliacher. So Ibazai Tanu, also you're going to have to say that. Tanu, the Gemara's Mavur, that when you masik the Tanu, you get out all the blias comes out. So Ibazai, Kum Dais Vaitetz Panam Chadashis, that's the same Hesek. So Ibazai, so by Tumah it says, Tanu the Kriyam Yutats, why? I can make it Panam Chadashis. I just go, fill up the Tanu with wood, and light the wood like I always do with the regular usage of the Tanu, and it'll become Panam Chadashis. What's up, Shadon Yutats? That's Taisus Kasha. In other words, it's not shver from the fact that it says a kli cheres is yishaver, because that means to say that in case you don't want to put it back in a kivshan and make it into a new keli, you could break it. But when you say tana v'kirayim yutas, a tana v'kirayim is meant to be nisak with wood, and that takes away the blias. Elamai, you're going to have to say that becomes panim chadashis. So why do you ever break a tame tana v'kirayim? Just make it panim chadashis on yidei hasaka. And on that, Taisus answers that a tanner doesn't become panim chadashis le'asaka, because that's what a tanner is meant for. So a kli cheres that you put back into a kivshan, or even if you fill it up with coals, it becomes a panim chadashis. Mashenken a tanner, if you fill it up with coals, that's what a tanner is supposed to be done, filled up with coals. That doesn't become a panim chadashis, so it doesn't become a new keli, so mele will still be tameh. So kum dais, the din that a kli cheres any eitz medayf in la'ilam, there's no way to get what's out what it's absorbed, and ayin could be mazal kashenis, so Taisa says, but that's a new keli, is dafka a kli cheres. But a taner shel cheres, you could get out what's absorbed, and it won't become a new keli, because by a taner, when you fill it up with coals, it gets out what's absorbed and doesn't become a new keli. That's what Amasha and the Magen Avraham learn. And that l'cheres state in Taisim Sachim and Taisim Zvachim. Hang on, the Taisus here is not so mashman that way. So that's the Magen Avraham's says la'alacha, that you could, if you have kli cheres, you could put it back in a kivshan and then get out all what's absorbed. You can't fill it up with coals because it's gzeira that you might have rechmanis on it. And a taner also, if you fill it up with coals, it will get out what's absorbed. Taisus is only saying that a taner doesn't become panim chadashis, so let's say a taner's tummy, it won't become tar. Kli cheres, if you put it back in the kivshan, it will become tar, because it's a panim chadashis, it's a new keli. A tanner won't become tar, because it's not considered a new keli. Another nafkamina, Taisin Zvachim mentions this, and Taisin Zvachim throws in this kasha and teretz also, it says that if you have klipe arla, or kashin shel klai akerim, misuri hanoa, which you used for a tanner for the first time, and the first hesek of the Tanner solidifies the Tanner, so the Tanner was created through Isuri Anah. The Gemara says, Chadash Yutatz, you have to break the Tanner. Because since the Tanner was created through Isuri Anah, so it becomes Asa B'Hanah. So Taisus asks, why do I have to break the Tanner? If I masik the Tanner, it becomes a new Tanner, Panim Chadashis Ba'olakan. And Taisus says the same Teretz, by a Tanner, it's not called Panim Chadashis. So the Magen Avraham says, that's the reference where Taisus says, that if the Isur is any yates of Achzor says to the kivshan. It doesn't mean the tarifus it absorbed. He means the Isser Hanah that you made the taner al yedei kli be'arlo kashin shel klai akerim, that does not become panim chadashis through returning it to a kifshan. That's the Magen Avraham's pshat based on teizim sachim and zvachim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva iklu leginzik. Rabbi Kiva went to a town called Ginzik. So Shalom the Girsa, is it Rabbi Akiva or is it Mar Ukva? Because Rashi and Taina says that Rabbi Kiva would not have forgotten this, would not have not known this. Bo mine, they asked him to Shalom is anam l'shoyis, ain v'sanam l'shoyis. Could someone make a tainus for a few hours, not for a whole day? Like Avabiyah, they didn't know the answer. Kankanim shel evik echavim, asurim ha-mutarim. If you have barrels of wine from Gayim, is it asur ha-mutar? Avabiyah, they didn't know. But mash shimish meisha kol shivyim e-meluim. What did Meisha use? What did he, clothing did he wear by the shivis e-meluim when he brought the karbonis? Like Avabiyah, they also didn't know. Asur shel e-medrash, he asked for the base medrash. Amri, they answered him, Hilchasam asanam l'shais. You could fast for a few hours. And Hishlam is spalm tefillas atainis. And if you finish, then you do say anenu the tefillas atainis. The Hilchasa kankanim shavacham acha yudbeis chaydesh mutarim. And also the halacha is that kankanim, barrels of wine from a guy after 12 months of mutter, and b'meshimish meisha shivis meim luham b'chalak lavan. What did Meisha wear in the Shivis Memlum when he brought the Karbanis? He wore a white chaluk, Rav Kana Masim, a chaluk love and shame by Imra, a white chaluk that doesn't have a seam. And we'll see a little bit on all these three shaylas. So on Masana Mashais, there's a few different machlaikas and a few different shaylas we have in the Rishayim. The first shayla is, what is exactly the shayla of Masana Mashais? Obviously, you're allowed to not eat. You're allowed to refrain from eating for a certain amount of time. So Lagabe, what's an afkamina if you are Mesanel Mashayis, if it's not Mesanel Mashayis, what's an afkamina in that? So the Ritvayif in art says that the whole shail is that you have to keep your nether. Obviously, if you want to not eat, you can do what you want. But the shail is if you make a nidre tainis, you have to keep the nether. As I remember in statement of Fursh and Rashi in tainis, daf yad alef in the base. And the Dvar explains, because if you aser something on you b'neder, so that's a neder, then that's a kainim, that's a neder. But that's not what nidre tainis is. Nidre tainis is a din in the gavra, it's not an issa chefsa. It's like a nidre mitzvah. It's like nidre tzedaka. So if the tainis has a shame tainis, is oibazai, so the neder of the tainis is chal. And the male, you have to keep your neder. Mashengen, if the tainis doesn't have the shame tainis, so the neder of the tainis is not chal, you don't have to keep your neder. That's Shittas Rashi and Tainus, the Shittas Ritvahia. Taisus here is also mashman that way, because Taisus here has one teretz talk upon him, that Benigeya, whether it has a shame Tainus, whether you get schar for a Tainus or whatever it is, you'd have to be Makabal Measmo. And the Shail of Misanel Mashois is, if you have to keep your nether, Vaisus, if you hold Ein Misanel Mashois, you wouldn't have to keep your nether altogether. But the Rosh and Tainus holds not that way. Like we're going to discuss very soon, the din of Masana Mashayis has a tonight of that the Gemara says in Tainus, it has to be, didn't eat anything the whole day, and we're going to see exactly what that means in the Machlokes Yishayim in that. And the Yishalmi seems told not the way, the Yishalmi seems told that Masana Mashayis is even if you are going to eat that day, it's just for the Yishayis. So the Rosh says the Masana Mashayis of the Yishalmi is that you have to keep the nether. Mashenke, the Masana Mashayis here is Lagabi, if it has a shame tainus, if it has a shame tainus, it's Mashman the Rush. And even if you hold a Masana Mashayis, Balkapanim in the game, the nether, it is called a tainus, and you would have to keep the nether. So I was like, what's it negay of the din of Masana Mashayis? And the Ritva says that you can't say it's negay to tefillah's tainus, the saying anenu, because the Gemara is mashmis two things, Masana Mashayis and Vim Hishlam Masalam Tfilas Tainis. So Isis is two things, there's a din of Masanim and there's a din of Tfilas Tainis. So the Rosh throws in also that it could be Negei. Let's say a person makes a neder that he's going to fast Kama Taniyos and he doesn't explain that he means full day Taniyos. So then if there's a din of Masana Mashayis, he could be Yetzu with the Tainis Shayis, the Tainis. That this could be considered a tainus to be mashlim yeneder to fast kama taniyos. Or you could say, stam, that there's a halacha of tainus, that a tainus is epis a good thing. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the man, the Yom HaKaliyeshu, but tainus nikru kadesh. A tainus is something as part of tikkunei tshuva, but a tainus is dinim. Exactly how to make a tainus is not stam that you mitzai yourself and you don't eat. There's dinei tainus. So the shaila is this called the tainus? When he gave the dinei tainus, do you get schar for a tainus? Kaliyeshu, but tainus nikru kadesh is a make kaparis of tainus ukadayma. But the Rosh seems to pass in that either way you have to keep the nedar. So that's whoever machlokes rishonim. Rashi and the Ridva say that on the tzad it's not a tainus, you don't have to keep the nedar bechlal, because the nedar is dafka din a nidre tainus. And if it doesn't have a shame tainus, it's not a nidre tainus, you're allowed to eat. And the Rosh is mashman that no, even if it doesn't fit with the gidre tainus, you still have to keep your nedar. What's an afkamina? If it's a tainus and that could be legabe anenu, but the Gemara's mashman is two things. Could be legabe if you mekayin your nether that you made up to misan a certain amount of tanias, or could be stam, do you get a mitzvah's tainus? Do you have the skula, the kiyum of a tainus, benegay a tshuva, benegay whatever it is? That's one issue in the Rishonim. Second issue is, like we mentioned, the lashon of the Gemara in tainus, the Gemara says, v'hush loy tom klum kolaysi yayin. It's only when you didn't eat the whole day. And the Gemara says, Hapshit the tainus malisif. If you eat the whole day, why is it a tainus shayis? It's a full tainus. So you change your mind. And Rashi learns that the pshat is if you ate in the morning, it's not a tainus bechlal. And then the Gemara goes on with the next memra that says that kol tainus l'shakol shchama laf tainusu. The tainus has to go all the way till shkiyas l'chama, which could mean teisa kechav, and teisa speaks about that the entire day. So what's in a gay a tainus shayis if you can't eat the entire day? Otherwise, it's not a tainus. So Rashi says, the gay, let's say you happen not to eat in the morning, stop, for a different reason, not because you were trying to make a tainus. Stop, it worked out that you didn't eat in the morning. And then after you didn't eat already for half the day, you decided, okay, let me make the rest of the day into a tainus. That's called a tainus shayis. So that cheetahs Rashi, and the Asagas Haravid, and Kamari Shainim, the Rosh and the Ran and tainus, they seem to go with the Shita, that the Pshat is, that even though you're only fasting part of the day, L'shem Tainus, but you have to bepoil, not eat the entire day. And Rashi says, reason is because otherwise, ain't ze inoy. It's not an inoy v'chlal. Tainus, the inoy of the Tainus, by definition, is the abstention from eating the entire day. So that's one sheet this Rishayna. That a Tainus shayis, l'maisi, you have to not eat the entire day. Why is it called a tainus shayis? Because in Mulchei Imlech, you weren't doing it L'shem Tainus the entire day. The L'shem Tainus was only part of the day, Mulchei Imlech. But L'maisi ended up not eating the entire day. If you did eat during the day, that can't be considered a tainus bechlal. That's not an inuy. But there are two other shittas. The shittas of Rambam, Hilchos Tainus Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, he says that you have to be misan until the end of the day. But if you ate in the beginning of the day, it's still called a tainus. Shalas, how you goyris in the Gemara and Tainus, the Rishonim ring, that could be the Rambam was goyris, that when it says, Hush le tom klum ba'isa yayim, it said, if chistel le tamay, dama kol tanis le shakal chamal av tainusu. Meaning it's not two dinim. According to Rashi, it's two dinim. First of all, le tom klum ba'isa yayim, you can't eat before the tainus shayis. And second, kol tanis le shakal chamal av tainusu, you can't eat after the tainus shayis. You have to lemais and not eat the entire day. But the Rambam held there was one din, that you had the tainus has to go till the end of the day. But if you ate earlier in the day, you still can have a tainus shayis. But the tainus has to go till the end of the day. That's the shittas of Rambam. Now the shittas of Rav Yoh is that it depends. If you decided to fast during the day, so then you have to fast till the end of the day. He holds like the Rambam, even if you ate before, that's called a tainus shayis, but you have to fast till the end of the day. And if you makabel the tainus the day before, then it's considered a tainus even if you eat after the tainus. That's how he wants to shtim the Bavli with the Yerushalmi. Most Yerushalmi hold the Bavli's ong on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to hold of a tainus shayis we ate during the day. But the Rav Yoh says it depends. If you ate during the day, it could be a tainus as long as the tainus goes till the end of the day. And if you makabel it before, then it could be a tainus even if it's just the beginning part of the day. So these are the three shittas. Rashi and the Ravid, the Ravi Shainim seem to them on this way, is it's only a tainus shayis if l'maisi didn't eat any part of the day, not the beginning, not the end. The Rambam holds that eating before the tainus shayis is okay, it still could be called a tainus, but afterwards you can't. The tainus has to go from the start of the tainus until the end of the day. And the Rav Yah says, no, if you decided during the day to Masana, then you have to Masana until the end of the day. If you decide the day before to Masana, then it's going to have to Masana even the first part of the day. And here's where the Rosh says that the Yishami maybe wasn't talking about Lagabe if it has a Chaloi Shem Tainus, where they have the mile of the Tainus. The Yishami just means that you have to keep your nether. That was the Rosh Hashita that we said, that even if it ain't Masana Mashais, you have to keep your nether. But just one ara about the Machlokes Rishonim. If you hold like Rashi, Rashi says clearly, the reason why, if you eat during the day, it's not a tainus, is because it ain't ze inui. So there are two shailas here. One shaila is, could you have a chaloi shem tainus and only part of the day? That's the Machlokes of Masana Mashais or ain't Masana Mashais. But nachdem that it is a chaloi shem tainus, a tainus has to mean that there has to be inui. And Rashi is saying inui is only if you don't eat the entire day. So even if the chaloi shem tainus is on part of the day, but how are you going to be mekayim the din inui that the tainus is mekayim? Dafka are a day that you didn't eat the entire day. So tainus shayis is negeya. Let's say you happen not to eat the first part of the day, but it wasn't a tainus because you would never mekabel it for a tainus, and now you want to be mekabel the rest of the day for the tainus. So you're going to have inui the rest of the day because l'maisi not eating the whole day. And then there's the shayla. We pass k'masana m'shayis. It could be a chaloi shem tainus part of the day. Mashegin, if you're going to eat during the day, either before the tainus or after the tainus, so kumtais, even the abstention of eating that you had during the tainus doesn't have a shem inui. So mela, that can't be a tainus. You can't have a tainus which you're not doing the inui of the tainus. That's b'shana Rashi. Mashenge in the Rambam, Avad Ne'eman, Avadi doesn't mean that it's not called Inui. Because what's the chiluk, the beginning part of the day or the end part of the day? And as Eibam is the Ritvan, Tainus, Anaf Yubeis, asks his kasha in the Rambam. He said, what should be the chiluk? And the Rambam, he says, as far as the Inui is concerned, it's probably harder to refrain from eating the beginning of the day than if you already ate in the beginning of the day and refrained from the end of the day. So Avada, that can't be pshat in the Rambam, that it's not an inui unless you finish the day with the tainus. Not a pshat in the Rambam is no. Any refraining from eating is called an inui, vaistais. So what's the pshat? Then you have to finish the entire day. It has to be shalishok of chami. You can't just make a tainus shois and it should end before the end of the day. Zogach, the shail is whether the yoyim could be called the yoyim tainus. Has to be the yoyim is the yoyim tainus. So that's a shayla. Do you have such a thing of Masana Mashois? Could you make a chaloi shem tainus on shois, even if you don't have the whole yoyim? So the Gemara says yes. But dafka, from the time you started the tainus, it's going to be a tainus till the end of the day. So I could turn this day into a yoyim tainus, even though the day started already. It's in the middle of the day. But since from now till the end of the day, I'm not going to eat, it's going to be a tainus. That also could be a tainus. The tainus doesn't have to start from the beginning of the day. I could start the tainus in the middle of the day. And from now on, this day is transformed into a yom tainus. Mashen kein, if I'm not planning on fasting the entire day, I'm planning on breaking my fast before the end of the day, so this day is not a yom tainus. I'm still going to eat this day. That's how the Rambam learns. So if it ain't before, so good. Till now it wasn't the yom tainus. From now on, it's a yom tainus. But if I'm planning on eating after the tainus shoyis, so come there's a day, is not a yom tainus, so that's not called the yom tainus, that's why you can't have a misanim in that case. As I've established the lumness of the Rambam, not the pshat that it's not an inui, v'harayah, because even if you ate, you still can have a tainus the rest of the day. But you can't have the day, can't be called a yom tainus, unless from the time the tainus started, you're not going to eat till the end of the day. And that we understand also the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah Taka holds this way. But he holds, that's nafka when you weren't Makabel beforehand. When you weren't Makabel beforehand, and you want to, in the middle of the day, transform this day into a yom tainus, the only way to do it is by making that you can't fast till the end of that you can't eat till the end of the day. By saying that before the day, you want to make the day into a yom tainus. So there, even if you pick out some shayis in the day, but you're still going to eat after those shayis, but you could shaft the day into a yom tainus as long as you started before the day, and those tainus would be a tainus for those shayis. That's a shittas Rav Yah. So he went through two issues already. The first issue is on the tzad that you don't have a tainus shayis, on the tzad of Eim Masana Moshayis, or let's say you're not going to do it in the correct way of Hushlay Achal Klum Ba'isayim, is the pshat that Bechlal, you don't have to keep your neder Bechlal, because it's not a tainus, and the neder is only a nidre tainus that doesn't fit into the agdar of the tainus, so you don't have to keep your neder. And Lagabi, that is the Shail of Masana Mashoy Sunat. That's Sheet this Ridva here, Rashi and Tainus, V'Oid Rishainim. Well, no, we'll say like the Russian tainus that the neder you have to keep no matter what. The whole shail of Masana Mashois, together with all the dinim of Masana Mashois, is first of all, Lagabi Tefillas Aneinu, and second of all, Lagabi, if you could be Mekayim, a neder that you made previously to have a certain amount of Taniyos, and third of all, whether this tainus is considered a tainus, Lagabi, you considered a Kadesh, and you have Kapar Savainus Ukadayma. That's the first shail. And the second shail is that we say, V'hu Shalai Achal Klum Ba'isayim, that's Rashi and Rebbe Shainim is that Taina Shais only works when the Maisa you didn't eat the entire day. It's called the Taina Shais because you only want Makabal the Tainus in the middle of the day. You only Makabal the Tainus for Shais. But the Maisa, if you did eat during the day at all, that can't be a Tainus. Because Ein Ze Inui. Or we'll say, like the Rambam, that you can't eat after the Kabbalah's Tainus, or like the Rav Yah, that if you weren't Makabal, if you Makabal the day earlier, you could, even after the Tainus, you could have even the first half of the day. But if you makabel today, then you have to go the entire day. And like we explained, the Rambam and Rav Yah, they don't have a problem with, you know, they have a problem with the avekshtal, the yom should be a yom tainus. And now the third issue is that the Gemara says in tainus, Omer Shmuel, kol tainus l'kimo v'mayd yom lo yishmei tainus, v'yosef dam l'mafuchid amal ezika. You're not makabel tainus the day before, it's not considered a tainus. And if you sat betainus, it's like a balloon full of air. It's nothing. So the shaila is a tainus shoyis. Does that need a kabbalah mi baidyot? So one sheet is this is Taisa's first tais. Taisa asks the kasha here, and the Rosh speaks about it in tainus and the other rishayim. So the first sheet is Taisa's sheet here. Taisa's first teretz here, and that's a sheet to Sirosh that even a tainus shoyis also needs a kabbalah mi baidyot. So Ayba say, what's this imluche imlech? What does it mean? If you hold like Rav Rishonim, that and like Taisus and the Rosh also hold, that Lamaisi after not eat the whole day, and you makabel me'esmol, so what's going on? Why is it a tiny choice? So Taisus says that you makabel me'esmol like this. You makabel me'esmol that I'm going to fast the next day from Chatzais till the end of the day. So then it depends. If you ate before Chatzais, so kumdeis is not a tainus b'chlal. So it's not nichol in your kabbalah. I mean, b'frat l'fi Rashi and Ridva, you're not mechuyiv to keep your kabbalah b'chay gavna. But if you happen to have fasted the first half of the day, now you have a kabbalah's tainus me'esmo to fast the next half of the day. And that's shat in a tainus shoyis. Tainus shoyis needs kabbalah me'esmo. And the reason why it's a tainus shoyis is the kabbalah me'esmo gufa was that in case I don't eat the first half of the day, I'll be yeshiv v'tainus the second half of the day. That's one nusach, that's the way Taisus here says it. The other nusach, the way the Ritva says in the Tur, in Tzimun Tavkuf Samach Beis brings both, that you made the Kabbalah for the first half of the day. But I don't understand it so well, because Mishleim, if you nem like the Rosh, that you mechuyiv to keep your Kabbalah. So then, whether I'm mechuyiv to fast the first half of the day, because that was the Kabbalah. Whether it turns out to be that it has a chaloy shem tainus or not, depends if I fast the second half of the day. So I understand it. The Kabbalah was, the Etzim Kabbalah's tainus was for half the day, either the first half or the second half. And I have to keep my Kabbalah miman of shach. And the shail of Masana Mashayis is, does it have a chaloy shem tainus, legabe tefilas tainus, legabe akabiyetza, a nedda that I made of a certain amount of tanias that I needed, legabe if I have the scar for a tainus. So that all depends if I happen not to eat the other part of the day. That's good. But if you hold that I'm not mechuyev to keep the neder if it doesn't have a shame tainus, so bishleim if I made a neder of the second half of the day, so that I understand. The pshat is if I happen not to eat the first half of the day, so now I have a neder for the second half of the day. And that's what the Gemara means in Mluchei Imlech. I changed my mind, I decided I could have eaten the first half of the day, and then I could eat the whole day already. But if I happen not to eat the first half of the day, so then I have a tainus for the second half of the day. But if I made the nidre tainus dafka for the first half of the day, so l'chayr, I'm not mechuyev to keep that neder. Because if I want to eat the second half of the day, I could, and that would make that it should be ice nender for the first half of the day. So I don't understand it so well. But Kapanim is what the Yishayinim say. There's two I found him how you can make a nender esmon on the Taina Shais. Either you make the nether that if I don't eat for the first half of the day, I should be betainus the second half of the day, or you make the nether for the first half of the day, and it has a shame tainus if you don't eat for the second half of the day as well. But the Rishayim bring the Ramban, and this is the Mashmayus of Rashi. Rashi seems sold this way, and the Ramban holds this way, and the Ran and the Ritva, they all pass in this way, that a tainus shayis doesn't need a Kabbalah me'asma. The site of Kabbalah is the Yati Makabal before the tainus. So, a tainus when you misaner the whole day, even though you start in the morning, but the whole day is considered the tainus. That's what you say in tainus. The whole day is considered the tainus. The etzem refraining from eating, that starts by the morning. But the whole day is a yayim tainus. So you have to be makabel meshmo, you have to shtel avek the entire day for a yayim tainus meshmo. Mashiach came when you're doing a tainus shayis. So only these shayis are the tainus. If only these shayis are the tainus, you have to be makabel before these shayis. Now the Rosh is bothered like this. He says, if that's true, it's a good tisvara. But let's say someone's makabel a tainus by night, which Shmuel had said, if you're not makabel me'esmo, meaning by day me'esmo. Let's say you're not makabel me'esmo, you're makabel by night. Why shouldn't that work? Why is it gore from a tainus shoyis? If I can makabel at 12 o'clock in the afternoon to misana for the rest of the day, why can't that also be makabel at 10 o'clock at night that I can misana for tomorrow? What's the difference? Let it not be gore from a tainus shoyis. So there, the Ritva and the Ran, that's the Rosh's tainus. That's what the Rosh holds not the way. The Rosh is allowed to have to makabel me'esmo. But the Ritva and the Ran answer that when you're trying to make a tainus, a regular tainus, a tainus of a full day, and you're not makabel b'yayim, so that's not a Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah, you made a Kabbalah for a full day tainus. A full day tainus starts by the night. You're still eating by night, but the etzim yayim at tainus starts by the night. You weren't makabel before the yayim at tainus. Now, Shang, and if all you want is a tainus shoyis, a shoyis to get tainus, so then you just have to makabel before the shoyis. So then, as long as you makabel before the tainus of the shoyis, that's good enough of a Kabbalah. So, these are so far two shittas, two terutzim, how a tainus shoyis stems with Shmuel that says you have to makabel by yayim, in the tainus shoyis, also you have to makabel by yayim, or a tainus of a yayim, you have to makabel before the yayim, meaning even before the night. Otherwise, you're not being makabel before the tainus. Now, saying in the tainus of shoyis, you just have to be makabel before the shoyis. That's your man's pshat. And then you have Taisus has a mahalach, which you mentioned before, that Shmuel was just saying, legabe to get the schar of the tainus. They have to be makabel b'yayim. But legabe the chiv to fast, that you don't have to be makabel b'yayim. That even if you makabel afterwards, you still would have a chiv to fast. Now, Taisus here, lechayr is clear learning that the din of masanam l'shoyis is not legabe whether it has a shame tainus. Legabe the schar tainus, Taisus calls it, that whether you call the chayte for being yeshiv a tainus. The din of Masana L'Shoyis is, do you have to keep your nether? Vices wrote, a Masana L'Shoyis, you don't have to keep your nether altogether, like Rashi Shita. Now, L'Alocha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkav Samach Beisiv Yud Paskins, like Rav Yishayim, like Tom Klum means that you didn't eat the entire day. If you eat it all the entire day, it doesn't have a din of a tiny shoyis. The Meshayisiv brings that the Shail of the Chuvus HaRashba, Chelik Aleph Simin Vav, says that the Ram himself was Chayzer. So Shulchan Aruch goes at the pshat that the tainus shoyis only works if you didn't eat the entire day. If you ate it all during the day, it doesn't have a din of a tainus shoyis b'chalal. And if you have to mekabel me'esmo, Shulchan Aruch brings both days. He brings the day that you have to mekabel me'esmo in order to be the tainus shoyis. So tainus shoyis only negeya when you mekabel me'esmo to fast the first half of the day or the second half of the day, like we explained, and you happen not to eat the other half. But he does bring a day that, like the Ramban, that he brings minastam, that the pshat is if you happen not to eat for the first half of the day, and then you decide you want to make the second half of the day into a tainus, that's also called the tainus shoyis. So the gabe thwira machlekes rishayim, if the pshat is a tainus shoyis, only works when you don't eat the entire day, or only when you don't eat the second half of the day, or if you makabel me'esmal even the first half, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the first shita that it has to be that you don't eat the entire day. Like I made a shal, you need Kabbalah beforehand. The Shulchan Aruch brings both days. Okay, it brings a shal, you don't need Kabbalah beforehand, then astam, like the Ramban, as long as you makabel before the tainus starts. And he brings the Rosh as a Yeshayimer. But in Sif Yud Aleph, he does paskin like the Rush, that even if it's not considered a tainus, you did eat during the day, or you're planning on eating the other half of the day, but still b'negei the chiyuv to keep your nether, you are mechuyev to keep your nether. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Ramban Sif Aleph says, and this is negei, this happens, there is a meaning this way. Sometimes people are makabel before the day starts, the makabel a tainus shayis for the first half of the day. So according to Rav Yishayim, it's not a tainus. Even according to the Rambam, the only one who holds it's a tainus is the Rav Yah. According to Rav Yishayim, it's b'chal not a tainus. That doesn't go around the tainus shayis. But the Ramah says that the minik is to say anenu, and he makes a chilti in the tzibra and the yachid. He says the tzibra should not say anenu, it's like shash bracha levatala. But the yachid anyway is a lot of daven whatever he wants by shemei and tefillah. So why shouldn't he say anenu? The chayim means because there is at least a sheet this Rav Yah that says to say anenu, so why not? Now the Taz is bothered, maybe it's the Dvei Vishkarim, he's saying the aim same tani seinu, and according to Rav Yishayim, it's not a tainus b'chalal. But the Ramah says the minik is to say anenu. The Mishnah Berurah says, but that's dafka when you were makabel beforehand. If you weren't makabel beforehand, you're just fasting a tainus shayis without a kabbalah, then l'chuli alma, you don't say anenu. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is masik. And now let's go a little vaita in the three shaylas that he asked. The second shayla was, what's the din? Can kanim shleivikachav masur memutarim? Bottles of goyim, are they use for goyish wine? They asur a mutter. So when they asked Bei Midrash, they told them, Hilchas again, Kanim Shavachom, La'acha Yud Beis Chaydish Mutarim. After 12 months, it's Mutter. So here's a new Hatter, that if it's 12 months from the time they used it, you're allowed to use the Kankanim. So Shaz, what about other Trey for Kalim after 12 months? A very interesting Tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi, Simon Ayin Hay. What happened was, is that there was a Chametz pot that was used for Chametz 2 years earlier. For 2 years, it wasn't used at all. And someone accidentally uses pan on Pesach, and he said the Talmidim wanted to say that it's usher, because even though b'di'eved, when you use a tray for pat more than 24 hours after it was used, it's nice and tam l'fgam. So normally b'di'eved, when you use a tray for pat, if it's more than 24 hours after it was used for tarifus, it's mutter. But by chametz, the Ramah is machmer, machalik is yishayim, the Ramah is machmer, that nice and tam l'fgam, if the taruvus occurred on Pesach, nice and tam l'fgam by chametz is usher. So if you use a chametz dekapat for food on Pesach, even though it wasn't used for 24 hours, it's aser. So the Talmidim said, who within 2 years? Doesn't matter. We pass like the Ramah, that we don't say nice in time of gam. So even though they last used this keli 2 years ago, it's still going to aser the food. So the Chacham Tzvi said that he told them that they're making a mistake. Because how could you say, he says, what, 1,000 years later, it's still going to give time? That has to be a shear. Ain't a das of Lossi says that there's no shear that eventually there'll be no more time left. So Mela, just like you find in this halacha that after 12 months it doesn't give time anymore. So that would be the shear. And after 12 months it doesn't give time. And that would apply even to chametz for Pesach. And Mela, if it's after 12 months it wasn't used for chametz already, it won't answer. So he says, so how come you only find by Yayin Nesach such a thing? How come you only find this halacha that by Yayin Nesach you're allowed to use the kli of Goyim after 12 months? You don't find that any time you have a tray for keli, you buy a keli from a guy, you can wait 12 months and then use it. So he says, like this, he says, because other kelim that are tray for kelim, really after 1 day, b'di'evet it's mutter. B'di'evet it's mutter after 1 day, because it's nice and time of God. And there's a din, lechatchili, you're not allowed to use it. Lechatchili, you geyser, a'ene ben yoyme, ote ben yoyme. So a mela, since the other kelim are mutter b'di'evet after 1 day, so if you're going to say the mutter lechatchili after 1 year, people won't understand that. They'll say it's mutter b'di'evet really after 1 day. You're going to be mutter lechatchili after 1 year, they're going to say it's mutter lechatchili even before the year, just like they see that it's mutter b'di'evet before the year. Mashayi chametzu Pesach. When chametz and Pesach is a din nice and time of gam is asa. That's how the Ramah paskins. So kum dais that it's even asa b'di'evet till a year, and after a year we're going to say it's mutter. So they're not going to mix it up. So that's why by yayin nesach with b'di'evet it's asa. There's no such thing as nice and time of gam by yayin nesach. B'di'evet it's asa. So male, that's why after a year becomes mutter l'chatchila. Mashiach and other kalim with b'di'evet it's mutter. So then, you can't be matel chila after 12 months because people make a mistake. That's a shtickle from the Chacham Tzvi. And he writes at the end that even though he doesn't want people to use his heter lechatchila, to take kelim that were chametzik kelim, and after a year use them lechatchila without kashering them, but b'di'evet halacha lemaisa his matter. That's a chacham tzvi. So Rabbi Kvega was asked, it's in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Gimel, and this shaila comes up because very often it happens that someone comes into possession of expensive china kelim, a very fancy, expensive china set that was treif, but it's already a year since it was used. Is there any heter for that? So Rabbi Kvega was asked this shaila. He said the chacham wanted to be matir, maybe be matir. I'll pide chacham tzvi that after 12 months, it's already gone. You're allowed to use it. But Rabbi Kvega said no for three reasons. He said, first of all, the Chacham Tzvi shtickle was that dafka when b'di'eved it's aser, like b'chametz pesach and yayin esach, even after 24 hours, b'di'eved still aser, then you could say that it's okay to be matir after a year, and we won't mix it up. They'll understand, till a year it's aser gomer, after a year it's mutter. Hashem came by other typhus, with b'di'eved it's mutter after 24 hours. If you're going to say that after a year it's mutl chachila, people think before a year it's also mutl chachila. So the Chacham Tzvi's heter is dafka by chametz pesach, which has the same quality as yayin nesach, that it's aser b'di'evid. The chumra makes it a cooler that after a year you can matul chachila. Hashem came by other yisurim, the Chacham Tzvi never said the heter. That's first of all. Second of all, Zakti Rabbi Kvega, Chacham Tzvi himself didn't want to use his heter to use the kelim chachila only for b'di'evid. So Mela, why should we make him more than the Chacham Tzvi is willing to make him? And third of all, he's not sure about the Chacham Tzvi's heter. Because the Chuvus of Ashba, Chaylak Alev Simen Tavkav Vayin Hey, and also the Ran and Chulin, Adat Tzadik Zayin, he says that the reason, they say klar, that Yishin only works by Kli Yayin, because Yayin needs Lachluchis, and after 12 years it's missing the Lachluchis. And the Ran says, you see that Yayin Esach is Meshunah from Shari Surim. He says the Derech Agav because he says you don't find Iri and Nigov and Yishin Yud Beis Chodesh only by Yayin Esach. So you see the whole concept of Yishin Yud Beis Chodesh, the Rashi and the Ran say Mefurish is Dafka Din by Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach has its own Dinei Kashrus, like we spoke in the previous year. So mainly you can't Shtaltzu Yud Beis Chodesh at all. It's Mefurish in the Rashi and the Ran. How could you argue on the Rishonim? He also says, he also wants to discuss, maybe Stami can be Mekel, because we know that b'di'evid, after 24 hours, it's mutter. And there's a klal, the Minchas Yankov says, that hefsid meruba is considered like b'di'evid. So if it's a hefsid meruba, not to use the keli lechatchila, you have kli chayres, you can't cash them, it's a hefsid meruba, if you can't sell them to a guy or whatever it is, a hefsid meruba is in b'di'evid, so maybe you could use the kelim, because hefsid meruba is a din of b'di'evid. So there, Rabbi Kivega says no. He brings Raias that you can't make a Hefsin Ruba if it's a lot of Kalim, because each Kali is not a Hefsin Ruba. You have an expensive china set. Each piece of china, let's say, costs $20, and you have over 20 pieces. Sachakol, the entire china set costs $500. Let's say $500 is a Hefsin Ruba, but each plate is only $20, so that's not a Hefsin Ruba. So he says he can't be mad to any plate because each plate is not a hefsid meruba. You don't say that you're down an entire thing together. He declares, he says, sometimes when you have a suffix in halacha, and on this suffix is totally a number of different, let's say you have a number of different animals in the shlachtos, and they all have the same shaila. And this shaila, this particular shaila is a suffix in halacha, and we pass on its mutab a hefsid meruba. And each animal alone is not a hefsid meruba, but you have a bunch of animals with the same shayla. He says, maybe you could say that about it's one shayla in halacha, so we will paskin the shayla that it's mutter because it's a hefsin ruba, because the shayla is negated to a bunch of animals. Now, shenken here, it's not a shayla in halacha, it's not a suffix. The halacha is an eisen tam of gam, a keli, which is ein ben yoma, you're not allowed to use the chetchila. But with the evid, if you use it, it's mutter. And hefsin ruba, that's in the evid. But each keli is not a hefsin ruba. So you can't be mekel. I can't use this keli, it's not a hefsin ruba. I can't use that keli, it's not a hefsin ruba. Even though the tzir for the keli is a hefsin ruba, it's not going to make an hefsin ruba. That's a psak of Rabbi Kivega. Balak upon him, the gay our sugya, where it says that yayin works yud b'schaynish, the Chacham Tzvi want to say it's, that the reason why it's nafki yayin is because yayin is also b'di'evid, even after 24 hours. So that's why he can make a laugh to Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's why he wants to shtel to the Chametz of Pesach, which is also Asa B'Dieved. And the Kvega brings the Rashba and the Ran that say, no, Yain is different, because Yain is different, Yain is Lachluchas, Yain has a different Dine Hechsher, that's why it's Mutaf Yud Beis Chodesh, it doesn't apply to anything else. Now about the third Shaila, the Shaila of B'mashim Ishmeisha B'shivis Yimei Meluim, what did Moshe wear when he was doing the Avod in the Shivis Yimei Meluim? So here the Rishonim discuss, why didn't he just wear regular Big Day Kuna? If he was doing Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, normally when a Kayin does Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, he wears Big Day Kuna. What was the Gemara Shal B'mashim Ishmeisha? And the Gemara's answer, B'chalak Lavan, Shein B'Imra, why not Big Day Kuna? So there are three Shatim in the Rishonim, why Moshe Rabbeinu did not wear Big Day Kuna. Rashi says, because it says, V'sisa big de kaidish la'arin echichu ulevanav. For Aaron echichu banav, nidus didn't big de kuna. Mashenke Moshe. Moshe was a zar, eitzel the big de kuna, even though he did aveda. That was because the Eibush had told him to aveda, al pi adibur. But it wasn't mentioned anything about begadim, and that's why he didn't wear any big de kuna. But Taisus has a kasha in that, because Taisus, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kafal from Bey, says that Moshe was actually a kayin gadol. He actually did the avedas kayin gadol. And it's mashma, if he did that avodas kayin gadol, then he wore the shmeinim begadim of the kayin gadol. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't have said he was shimish b'kuhuna gedola. It sounds like he had all the dinim of a kayin gadol. So vayistais, even though the pasuk says a big day kuna for Aaron Avanim, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a din kayin and a din kayin gadol, so he also wore a big day kuna, wore a big day kayin gadol. So Mamela, Taisus argues in Rashi. Rashi says that Moshe was a zoreitz of the big day kuna. It wasn't shakht the big day kuna. It's only Aaron Avanim. But Taisus says, no, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayin Gadol means that he wore Big Day Kuna. So what was the Shaila? Why didn't he wear Big Day Kuna during the Shivis Yimei Meluim? So Taisus says, a pshat, that the Shivis Yimei Meluim didn't have Kedusha's Big Day Kuna yet. The Big Day Kuna became the Skadish on the Yom Shmini. Before the Yom Shmini, the Big Day Kuna did not have Kedusha's Big Day Kuna yet. They might have been made already, but they didn't have Kedusha's Big Day Kuna. So maybe they couldn't wear the Big Day Kuna because they didn't yet have Kedusha's Big Day Kuna. That's why he had to wear something else. And you have to say, L'chaya, that even though there's a din that Avayda has to be done with Big Day Kuna, that Avayda has to be done with Big Day Kuna, Mechusa Begadim passels the Avayda, but you have to say that that was only from the time it was a Schadish, it didn't have Big Day Kuna. It was a Schadish, it didn't have Big Day Kuna, Yem Shmini Lemilun. Then this is in a mechusa begadim. Moshe Rabbeinu also then would have to wear Big Day Kuna when he wanted to be Meshamish. Mashengem by the Shivis Yimei Meluim, since there was no din of Big Day Kuna yet, they weren't in the Skadish. Wasn't the Skadish in the Big Day Kuna. Memela, the Avodah didn't need Big Day Kuna. And Taisus brings a third pshat, and back of Meolins, that says that even if it wasn't a Skadshu, but there was a din Bama. It didn't have Kedusha's Mizbech, it had Kedusha's Bama. By Bama, there's no din of Big Day Kuna, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear Big Day Kuna. We'll come at an afkimina, it could be, Lagabe Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that according to the first teretz of Taisus, that the reason why he didn't wear Big Day Kuna, because it wasn't a Skadish the Big Day Kuna, so I said, didn't have a din Bama. So it could be the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim would have been nothing but a Shivis Meim Luan. Mashiach, and according to Yabakov Meilins, that there's a din that had a din of Bama. And male, that's why there was no din of Big Day Kuna. So who didn't Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? There'd be no din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because in the Bama there's also no din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now, the Shaila is, what was the Gemara Shaila B'meshim Mishmeisha Koshivis Yimei Meluim? The Raven seems to learn that the Gemara Shaila was, did he wear Big Day Kuna or not? In other words, you could clarify about all these different three reasons, if it was else because he was a Zohar, Eitzel, Big Day Kuna was only fire in the Vana, Vashi's time, or the first time at Taisus because the Big Day Kuna wasn't a Skadish, or the second time at Taisus because had a Din Bama, but that was the Gemara Shaila. Did Moshe Rabbeinu have a Din to wear Big Day Kuna or not? Were the Big Day Kuna in the Skadish already? Did it have a Din Bama or not? That was good for the Gemara Shaila. But the Ravid seems to learn the Gemara Shaila was, did he wear Big Day Kuna, did he wear Chaluk Lavan? The Rishonim, Taisus, and even Rashi is not so mashman that way. It's mashman that hapshita to the Gemara didn't wear Big Day Kuna because of the time that they're giving. The Gemara Shaila is, well, what did he wear? But l'chaya, it's a little bit shver, because my nafkimina what he wore. Bishleim, the Shaila is if he wore Big Day Kuna or not. So that's a good Shaila. It's a Shaila la'alacha, even though it's only nafkimina to the main miluim, but you could shtalitzu to other alachas. Taisa chagiga da'afav and Bey speaks about it. But at least it's halacha de kashayla. Is there a din big de kuna or not? But if we know there's no din of big de kuna, so what's the halacha? It's not really a shayla and halacha b'chalal. Because l'chayr, the chaluk lavan had no dinim. There wasn't a din that he needed a chaluk lavan. And if he wouldn't wear a chaluk lavan, he'd be over on the din begadim that he needed. L'chayr, it's not that way. L'chayr, all the dinim are big de kuna, that you can't have a chatzitza between the big de kuna and the mensh, or that the big de kuna have to fit the person perfectly. They can't drag on the ground. They can't be too low. L'chayr, didn't apply to the chaluk lavan. The Chayyim wore the Chalak Lavan. There was Eze Inyan up. He said, Mistama, why he wore a Chalak Lavan. Chayyim, you have to say, Nechanami. The Gemara Shaila wasn't a Shaila in Halacha. The Gemara is a Shaila in Jewish and Medrash. That Moshe Rabbeinu Mistama had to wear Epis Abeged, not Api Halacha. But Mistama, there was an Inyan to wear Epis Agavis Abeged for the Avodah, and there was no Din Begadim Be'etzim, either because he didn't have a Din Big Dekuna because he was a Tsar, or the Big Dekuna were in the Skadish, or it was a Bama. There was a gevissa beggar that I'll be saying he should be wearing. And the Gemara says, yeah, there was a chalak lavan, whatever the sayedus of the chalak lavan was. The Gemara Sari in Tainis asked the Kasha, why did the Gemara only ask the Kasha about the Shivis Yimei Meluim? Moshe Rabbeinu also was over on the Yom HaShmini. It's a Mefurish Rashi in Pekudei that Moshe Rabbeinu was over the Yom HaShmini. As El Lechura, he says, because Aaron was told to bring specific karbanis. Who brought the other karbanis? Who brought the tamid and the nesachim and the minchas tamid and the minchas kain gadol and everything? Who brought all these karbanis, the regular daily karbanis? Who lit the menayu kadaim al chayis Moshe Rabbeinu? Aaron didn't start the aveda until he brought the chatas and the eil saam, etc. So why did the Gemara ask Akasha, the Yemeshmini, what did he wear? Why dafka the shivis in Meimeluim? So the Rishash in Taina says, according to Taisus, it's not shver. Taisus says that during the Shivis Yimei Meluim, it had Din Bama, or the Begadim weren't in the Skadish yet, so Nails of Shaila, what he wore. On the Yom Shmini, it didn't have a Din Bama, and if either the Begadim weren't in the Skadish, if either they wore Big Dekuna. Well, the Shtel is according to Rashi, that he was a Zaretz of Big Dekuna, he had the same Shaila B'Yom Shmini. Chayin Echinami, Shivis Yimei Meluim was Lav Dafka, who didn't B'Yom Shmini, and have the same Shaila according to Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.